So I've been gradually digging up my front yard to plant native wildflowers, and often I turn up these really distinctive pieces of red clay pottery that have distinctive grooves on them. And I first thought that maybe there's some sort of Native American pottery. And then I was out hiking in the local pine forest, and I came across an intact pot, and I took it into one of the archaeologists, and she said, "Oh, it's a Hurdy pot." Oh, okay. And it turns out that Hurdy pots were used to collect turpentine from pine trees. And the southeast used to be covered with longleaf and loblolly pine forest, and they would harvest the entire tree both for timber and to extract pine resin. And they used to be called the naval stores industry because the original use was to make pitch for sailing ships. And Charles Hurdy was a chemist at the University of Georgia, and he realized that the southern forests were being destroyed really quickly by this whole harvesting process. And he devised a system for tapping the pine trees to collect the resin. So they would cut V-shaped notches in the pine bark and then put these little clay pots underneath them to catch the pine resin. And then teams of men would travel throughout the forest in wagons, emptying these pots into barrels. It was one of the nastiest jobs that you could have in this area of Florida. It was very important to the local economy, but the workers who did this were largely African American. They weren't paid well. They were essentially indentured servants. But when I see these pots out in fragments, in pieces of longleaf pine forest here, it reminds me that one person can have a real impact on both conserving forest and in producing economically important product. This is Mark Whitten. I'm a senior biologist in the herbarium at the Florida Museum of Natural History.